hanging out with shooting guard Dion Waiters. What's up, Dion?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. So we were just talking off air. Our producer back in studio, Bobby's from Philly.
Yeah.
Dion's from Philly. We're just chopping up about your Eagles, man. I think they might be in some trouble offensively.
We'll get it together. I believe we gotta get DeMarco the ball, but put him in the best position that he's good at. And that's, I think, single back and our formation. You know, Chip got to get out of that shotgun a little bit, and
Sounds like Chip might need to step aside, and Dion might need to take over the whistle.
We're going
to
get Bobby to start talking about Waterton back there or something, or all the Philly places that
you
can't say.
You said also you spent a little time in L.A. I was reading you were working out with Kobe Bryant a little bit in the offseason. What were you guys working on?
No, we were supposed to work out, but, you know, his shoulder took longer than expected. So when he came back, I was already, like, transitioning to coming back here and, you know, gathering things back home. So it didn't go according to plan. We were supposed to get together actually this week before training camp started. So we didn't. So we just stay in contact with one another. I wish you stay healthy and have a great year.
What did you focus on most over the summer in trying to get ready for this season?
My body. Most important is my body. Just eating the right things, trying to stay in shape. And I think I did an okay job. You know, I see a little four pack coming in. So. The Eagles was winning. But
they busting you up about your squad.
Yeah, man, you know, we got big expectations. But I just try to, you know, focus on my body, eat the right things. And that was the main thing for me, you know, as far as on the court, you know, catching, shooting. Because you're going to be in this position a lot, especially with this team, you know, with Russ, KD, those type of guys. So you should get a lot of, you know, easy looks, open shots, and you just got to be able to knock it down.
What's the biggest key finishing around the rim? I know at times last year struggled a little bit. What do you got to do to have a higher percentage around the rim?
Once again, that go back with, you know, just eating the right thing, you know, not being able to get off the floor how I wanted to, not feeling lighter. So, you know, this year, instead of me trying to be, you know, nice, funny guy, all cute, laid up, I'm going there to dunk on somebody.
Finish.
I gotta get back to my, you know, myself. What got me here, and that's finishing around the rim, you know, dunking the ball. So, you know, I'm excited though. I'm excited. I feel good, healthy, and you know, I can't wait to get it going.
What do you think the biggest difference for this team will be when it's fully healthy? I mean, the weaponry that is assembled last year, you're playing, you're kind of in different roles, different nights,
right,
doing some different things.
Right.
What's the potential?
The potential is, like I said, sky's the limit for this team. And, you know, we got everything we need from a guy going out there and get you 50, a guy go out there and get you triple doubles every game, post up, the defense with Serge and Steven. We got depth on the bench, scorers, playmakers. At this point, really no excuses for this team. At this point, we just got to go out there and play. You know, continue to build the chemistry, get Kev back, and, you know, get him back in the mix of things. And we shouldn't miss a beat, man. We just go out here, play our game, do what we do. You know, play hard, play smart, play together. And let everything else take care of itself.
You know, Dion, obviously as a competitor, you want to start. But what's your mindset hanging into this training camp as far as whether you start, whether you're the first guy off the bench, do you care, or do you want to just help serve the team in the best way you can?
Right. I mean, I used to care about those things, but right now at this point, man, in my life, I just want to, you know, I want to win basketball games. I want to, you know, produce. At this point, just about winning, man, just getting to the playoff. Be my fourth year coming to the league, and I have yet to been in the playoff. So whatever I do for this team, you know, if it's starting, if it's coming off the bench, and I'm going to do it. And, you know, on this team, you know, because we got a bunch of great players, certain people got to sacrifice.
Yeah, you played in Cleveland with some great athletes as well.
Right.
Talk about what Russell brings to the court as opposed to what LeBron does. I mean, they all do kind of control the game and do a lot of different things. But how do they
different style of play. You know, Russ is an animal. You know, you're going to play hard. You're going to play hard, man, no matter what, every possession. You know what he's going to bring to the table. You know he's going to leave it all out there. And I think what Brown was, Brown was like a teacher. You know, he's a student of the game, a guy that I learned a lot from, who when he got there, took me under his wing. And he was a teacher out there. He was a coach, teacher, whatever you need him to be. Put you in positions, you know, to succeed. And, you know, that's one of the things about what makes Brown so special.
What about KD? Got to be nice to get this guy back and healthy. And just
yeah, of course. That's
seems
my guy.
Like listening to him, he got something he wants to remind people he can still play a little basketball.
Know, I mean, when you get hurt and you out for a long period of time, you kind of go like nobody's not talking about you. And you go from like MVP, everybody, you know, raving about you to just, you know, nobody's not really talking about you.
So like fourth, fifth page down at the bottom
right,
corner.
Right, right. So he definitely got a chip on his shoulder. And, you know, he feels though he still got something to prove that he can still come out here and do what he do at a high level. So he got all the motivation he need, and I think he's gonna show the world. You know, he has no choice. He's healthy. He's back. I think everybody's around here excited for the team, and you know, let's get the ball rolling.
It'd be a good year. Hey, thanks, Dion. We really appreciate your time, man.
No problem, man.
We'll see you around the season. Dion,
hopefully
Waiters.
Your Eagles can figure it out.
Hopefully.
I'm a Cowboys fan, though, so I got to tell you, I'm rooting against
you. Oh, my goodness. Hey, y'all blew that lead yesterday. Y'all blew a lead.
I know. Thank you. Hey, getting a shot at. I like that. Dion Waiters.
We need to take a break. We'll come back with more. We're here at Thunder Media Day. It is the Monsters of the Midday on the Sports Channel.